It's terrific to see you again, and I always find your questions extremely perceptive. What I would say about that question is a lot of the price volatility of cryptocurrency has to do with the early stage of the market and the thinly traded nature of the asset compared to, for example, U.S. real estate, global equities, or anything like that. I think the message I'd land with this committee in response to your question, however, is some of the things that make U.S. equity and debt markets more stable and less volatile have to do with the fact that there's a lot more price discovery in those areas. And what I mean by that is, you know, in the U.S. we have regulated equity mutual funds. We have derivatives products and futures products that allow the free trading on a 24/7 basis that provides the market with forecasts of what's happening in the ecosystem. In the world of crypto, the U.S. hasn't responded by developing those tools for price discovery yet, and so the result in a relatively new, relatively thinly traded market is that one person unwinding their position can have a massive effect on the price. The last point I would just make very quickly is something like 80% of Bitcoin holders have never sold a Bitcoin. And so when you hear about a day when there was a giant price drop in Bitcoin, often it turns out that there was one or two large traders who were unwinding a leveraged position, and the vast majority of holders have enough confidence in it that they've literally never sold a unit of it. So I would argue we need more liquidity and more price discovery to tamp down volatility, not less.